wanting to invite you every Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock to listen to 30 Minutes to Vitality, where we'll discuss topics of interest that will affect your health and mine and how we express greater wellness and well-being. If you happen to miss a live episode at 11 o'clock, you can hear it again at drturlip.com, where all podcasts are posted there and available at any time, day or night. So look forward to spending time with you every Wednesday at 11 o'clock for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And thanks for joining us. It's 11 o'clock this Wednesday, and glad you're with us, of course, for another opportunity to listen to Dr. Tim Turlip and, of course, his 30 Minutes to Vitality. It's all about you, about your health, your wellness, and that's why we give you the opportunity to call in with your questions, your comments, your concerns at 352-796-7272, anywhere across the Nature Coast, 1-888-613-2050. And, of course, I'm JW at the helm with you this afternoon. Glad you're with us once again. We're going to go with another edition of 30 Minutes to Vitality with Dr. Tim Turlip on JB Radio. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Top of the day to you, JW.
Almost.
Yeah, almost, right? Almost. Moving into it.
Yeah.
Moving into it. How's it going this morning?
Good. Good. A reminder that if you miss a live show on Wednesdays, you can always pick it up again on Saturdays.
Absolutely.
On WXJB 99.9.
Absolutely, so, which is great.
Yeah.
And just a quick thank you to everybody who actually attended our health fair on Saturday from 10 to 1. It was a resounding success.
I knew it would be.
So it was just, it was pretty great. We've already gotten a good number of, which surprised me. I never expected on the other side, the thank you cards where people would, where people found things and, you know, some people had a mammogram for the first time in 20 years and other people found skin cancer lesions. And one family actually had three different things from the children to mom and to dad that were found out. And they're actually taking good steps to actually get things eradicated.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we got numerous of those. It was kind of exciting. I didn't anticipate that, but it was really great. So thank you to everybody who came. It was just a resounding success.
Yeah, it's not good news to find out bad news, but it's good to find out before something else happens.
But catching it earlier.
Yes, exactly.
But that's, again, what 30 Minutes to Vitality is all about.
That's right.
Is to try and keep us from actually even having to have the early detection things. Mm. Because, again, as we talk every single week, we're built to be vital.
Amen.
To express well-being. We have that innate potential. And if we're not, we're either getting something that we don't need or we're not getting something that we do.
That's right.
So today, actually, we wanted to hit on a piece of research. It's a relatively fancy medical journal. It's called PLOS One, PLOS One.
Okay.
And a lot of research is published in there. And it's pretty prestigious journal where they've got a good bunch of good stuff. And there was a piece of research that came out of a university in New Zealand.
Okay.
That they were looking at one of the things, well, what were we not getting? So they were looking at vegetables and fruits.
Okay.
And they said, well, what happens if we give vegetables and fruits for a short period of time to people who are just eating standard diets?
Mm-hmm.
So believe it or not, you would think in New Zealand, if you've seen pictures of New Zealand and it looks gorgeous, I have a friend who went there and said it was magnificent. I don't know, but it sounds pretty neat. Right? And it was all the mountains and those open spaces and lots of green and very beautiful. So you'd think, well, the diet must be better there. Well, apparently the diet is very similar to ours.
Really?
Yeah. So they took these, and there was younger people. They were between 18 and 25 that they actually took, and this was only for 2 weeks. So they took, 1,000 kids.
Okay.
And I think of a 25-year-old as a kid, right? 1,000 kids between 18 and 25, and they divided them into three groups.
Okay.
Equally.
Gotcha.
So in one group, actually, they did nothing. They were kind of the control group. Okay, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. They don't know necessarily that's what they are, but we're going to watch you for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Just don't change anything.
That's
right. Keep doing your thing.
Yep.
They took another group that they actually said, okay, we're going to deliver vegetables and fruits. I mean, literally put them in front of them and provide them directly to them on an ongoing basis for that two-week period of time. So they would actually take, it was three fruits and three vegetable servings that they actually put in front. And we'll explain what those were because they're very small. I was kind of laughing. I was going, that's like nothing. But there was three fruits, three vegetables they put in front of them. Then they had a third group that they actually, which I thought, so only in the 21st century could you hear this, right? Where they were actually sending them, they were giving them digital vouchers that they would send them via text.
Okay.
Right? They could actually take these vouchers and they were actually like a food stamp sort of a thing. take them to the grocery store, would actually buy them vegetables and fruits, and they would also get a text reminder to eat their vegetables and fruits every day.
And this is the controlled group.
This is the third group.
Okay. A third group.
All right. One gets nothing.
I got you.
One actually has the stuff hand-delivered, put in front of them.
Okay.
The third group actually gets a voucher to pay for the stuff.
All right.
And as well a text reminder to make sure you eat your vegetables and fruits today.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Okay, talk about like babysitting, right?
Yeah.
So we had these three groups. Well, interestingly enough, it was only the group that had the vegetables and fruits put in front of them, right? So they had, and they didn't change. They didn't take, that what's really remarkable is they're getting all this other stuff that they didn't need.
Right.
White flours, all these oils, all these fats, all the salt, all the sugar, all the stuff.
Uh-huh.
Didn't take anything out. They just added vegetables and fruits too.
Okay.
Okay. Now they were the only ones who actually saw any difference at all.
Okay.
Right. And it was a significant difference. And what the difference was is they were looking to actually see if there was a psychological difference. So they were actually not looking at what happened physiologically.
Right.
Did their cholesterol go down? Did their skin color get better? Did their triglycerides improve? Did their blood sugar stabilize? We weren't looking at any of that stuff.
Okay.
They were looking at the psychological impacts of vegetables and fruit on these kids.
Right.
Right. And in just 2 weeks, what they found, there were three factors that were significantly altered in these kids. They were actually a sense of flourishing, a sense of motivation, and a sense of vitality.
Okay.
So all three of those three categories were actually markedly improved in the group that actually ate for just 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's because of the fact that they put them in front of them.
And they ate them.
Yeah.
So they got the stuff in them, and all of a sudden they started to feel more vital. They started to feel like they were flourishing, and they had a greater sense of motivation to actually be mobile and to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which was amazing. Now, what didn't get affected at all was actually depression or anxiety.
Okay.
Right? Those things were not altered at all. But we have other studies that show it wasn't, from what we can tell, it wasn't long enough.
Right.
Usually for depression and anxiety, if you change diet, it takes many, many months.
Right.
Last month, there was another big study that looked at that was actually looking directly at depression and altered diet, and how significant changes in diet can markedly improve depression.
Right.
Which was kind of cool.
Sure.
So here we've got these kids who are getting these vegetables and fruits and then enjoying in just 2 weeks, right, this altered state of psychology. Now, really what we're doing, what I always refer to vegetables and fruits as, and beans and legumes and nuts and seeds, those are your really things that we'd refer to as high nutrient dense foods.
Okay.
Right. So they're for every calorie you get, you're just getting a nutritional bang for the buck, right, is really what it's about versus... I was watching television the other night. One of my kids has a favorite show. I said, "Dad, come watch the show with me." So I went. And then the McDonald's commercials come on. Now, apparently, there are three sizes of Big Macs.
I see that.
Wow. I was like, who knew? Right? Boy, was I excited.
Yeah.
Right? But I was kind of laughing. So there's the whole, she goes, "Do you know the jingle thing? The whole Tool beef patty special sauce lid?" I said, "That's so old as to be silly."
Right.
Yes. I know the jingle because it was when I was four.
They played
it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So we're looking at this thing. And if you look at that burger right now, are there a few calories in that? What do they call it? The Grand Mac or something like that?
I believe it is. The Grand Mac.
The big thing?
Yeah, I've never had one, but.
Okay, right. So they got this thing. So how many calories do you think is in that Tool beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame
probably
seed bun?
Probably a full day's worth.
Oh, good
for
God.
For a man like myself.
I'm going to have to look now that I've said it, but it's probably someplace between 800 and 1,200 calories.
Right.
Right. In one burger.
Right.
But if we then looked at the nutritional density of that many calories, we have to say, how much nutrition am I getting in that many calories?
Okay.
Right? And it would be very few.
All right.
Because the bun is a white processed white flour bun with preservatives and additives and da-da-da-da. The meat itself, while you get some fat, while you get a little protein, the other nutrients, vitamins, phytochemicals, nutrients, enzymes, coenzymes, all that good kind of stuff, it's almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
The fats and all the sauces and all the other stuff that are in there, there is almost no nutritional density, no density of the stuff in that whatsoever.
Now, wait a minute. There's onions, there's lettuce, and there's pickles on it.
Therefore, it is now a redemptive food group and should be consumed daily.
I had to throw you a curveball.
So, okay.
No, but some people will use that as a...
I'll give you the onions. You're absolutely right. They're fantastic. But the amount of onion in there, those little six little chunks
right.
of onion,
yep.
not going to really qualify for much.
Right.
There's really no nutritional density. I'm actually now going to go look at the nutritional profile of this Grand Mac
yeah.
and see exactly what we are going to get.
Yeah.
I will report to you next week what this is. Right, because it really is an amazing thing, because you got this huge abundance of calories and very little nutrient density.
Uh-huh.
Where these kids were getting carrots, tomatoes, red peppers, and I believe it was oranges, apples, and kiwi, which kiwi makes sense, New Zealand, right? So that's what they were getting. So for every calorie that they would get in a carrot, every calorie that they would get in a red pepper, especially your dark green leafy vegetables, the amount of nutrition per calorie that you're receiving is absolutely phenomenal, right? So that's the whole key with that. So that's when we see the psychological impact from having highly nutrient-dense food. So it's mm-hmm. not just with that, because the research is just supports it unequivocally. So when we give our bodies that thing it needs, highly nutrient-dense foods, which tend to come in the forms of greens, right? Beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, seeds, the vegetables, the fruits, the legumes, all those sorts of things are highly nutrient-dense,
mm-hmm.
but very calorically low.
Oh, yeah.
You get huge amounts of nutrition, very few calories. One of my favorite things when we talk about this with patients with nutritional counseling, and somebody will say, well, okay, great, but what about my protein?
Right.
If I'm eating all this, I got to get protein. Where am I going to get my protein?
Oh, I know.
Right. And we always kind of joke about it. And my favorite thing with protein, because it's one of the things when it comes to nutrient dense foods, that people say, where do I get it then?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to be eating a lot of vegetables and fruits and beans and legumes and nuts and seeds, where's it coming from?
Mm-hmm.
You go, well, your vegetables, actually,
mm-hmm.
and your beans,
mm-hmm.
right, is where you're going to get most of that, and especially from the veggies, dark green leafy veggies.
I heard broccoli has a lot of protein value.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. My favorite example with a patient, if we talk about that, is if I take them filet mignon, anybody who can take a moment just to visualize that piece of filet mm-hmm. mignon, kind of an inch and a half thick, only probably about 2.5, mm-hmm. 3 inches round, right? Very rich cut of meat, very little fat,
yep.
lots of muscle in that piece of meat. Right, talk about protein, right? So if I take 100 calories of filet mignon and put it in the palm of my left hand, I took 100 calories of broccoli, which you just mentioned, mm-hmm. and I put it in my right hand, which one has more protein? 100 calories of each, which one has more protein?
You got me there.
Yeah, JW's giving me this look like, oh my goodness.
I would have to say the broccoli.
Because you knew where I was going.
Yeah. Well, I just sort of assumed. I mean, because of the fact that
you'd be the only human being that would ever reply that.
Right.
Everybody would say, well, my goodness gracious, it's that rich filet mignon. It's going to have tons of protein.
Right.
I mean, it is. I mean, by its caloric density, it has a lot of protein and fat. That's predominantly what it is, protein and fat.
Uh-huh.
Very little other nutrition on the micronutrient basis. It's filled with fat and protein.
Right.
Right, but the broccoli, on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
has literally almost twice as much mm-hmm. protein in 100 calories. Now, the beauty of that, too, is my filet mignon would probably be about 3 bites, maybe 4, for 100 calories.
Okay.
The broccoli,
yep.
I'm literally having an entire head
exactly.
of broccoli yep. in my right hand. So which one do you think fills you up more?
Well, the broccoli.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which one has the chemicals, those dark green colors, those things called phytochemicals.
Yeah, that's the broccoli, of course.
Right, the broccoli, of course. Which one has real fiber?
Yeah, broccoli.
Both soluble and insoluble, which has, if we went through the list of vitamins and minerals, that's so nutrient dense as to be ridiculous.
Very cool.
Where the 100 calories of filet mignon, I didn't say don't eat filet mignon.
Right.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
But what we're not getting enough of is what's nutrient dense, which is what they found in these kids. Just adding a little bit. Now, there are 3 servings of vegetables where it was ridiculous. It was like it was a cup. I wish it came out to be 2.5 cups of vegetables. So it would be like a little red pepper and a small tomato that was 2 servings right there. And that was a half of something else.
Wow.
I mean, that was the vegetables.
That's it.
The fruits were like, a small kiwi was one. And then I think it was like half a banana qualified as another serving. Mm. And it was such ridiculously small amounts.
Yeah.
But just adding that little bit
had
this psychological impact on
these kids. You know what I like about that is putting it in front of them. I mean, out of sight, out of mind. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's like people are going to put candy or you're going to put donuts on a counter or a cake. You're going to gravitate towards that. It's out there. It's in the open. It's in within eyesight. Yeah. But if you put grapes or if you put, some nutritional vegetables, whatever the case may be, that would last on a table and be your choice.
And you'll grab it.
You're going to grab it, right.
Yeah. When you're hungry, that's the thing that you have in front of you. Yeah. You'll grab it and you eat it. It's absolutely true. But this is where we will look at this nutritional density.
Mm-hmm.
So again, back to vitality.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting stuff we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting what we do. So that innate vitalistic expression, because when you have nutrient-dense foods, mm-hmm. right? Which again, we'll go with the vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. Those super, super nutrient-dense foods. There's not a study. You want to decrease your risk of heart disease?
Mm-hmm.
Nutrient-dense foods.
Okay.
You want to decrease your risk of Alzheimer's disease?
Mm.
Nutrient-dense foods.
Definitely.
How about type 2 diabetes?
Oh, yeah.
Nutrient-dense foods. How about obesity?
Mm-hmm.
Nutrient-dense foods.
Okay.
How about depression and vitality and all that? Nutrient-dense foods. How about your ability to sleep? Nutrient-dense foods. How about regularity of bowel movement?
Yeah.
Nutrient-dense foods. I mean, when you go through every disease, any of the chronic degenerative diseases which mm-hmm. we express and experience
yeah.
on such an ongoing basis, right? We're getting this unfortunate covering of the vitalistic expression of our bodies because we're not getting enough nutrient-dense foods. And we're getting a lot of other stuff that's really calorically dense,
yeah,
but doesn't have nutrition in it. And then what that causes to happen is other so many other things in our bodies. But the body, again, has certain nutritional needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got all these calories, and it's saying, okay, well, where's my magnesium? Where's my vitamin A? Where's my beta carotene? Where's my vitamin C? Where's all this other stuff? Where are those essential fatty acids I need? So the body's monitoring it, says, I don't have it. So then you eat that nutrient-dense foods, but yet 2 hours later, you're hungry again. And you've got all these extra calories, but you're consuming even more because you're not getting the nutrition your body needs.
Oh, I wondered why that was.
So we keep consuming more and more food to try and hit nutritional needs of our bodies. We have calories, but it's different than the nutrition.
Right.
So we might be full, but we aren't nourished.
Or some days we feel like we're a bottomless pit and we can eat anything and everything inside. And it's like, because we're lacking something, which is that, yeah, I got you now. Wonderful.
Exactly right.
Good.
Exactly right.
Great.
And then there's these fancy things that are called satiety mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fancy, which satiety just means satisfied, to be sated, right, is where that comes from,
mm-hmm.
right? To be satisfied and to be complete,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
we have these mechanisms that check fullness. And it's not from volume, because you many years ago, some people would say, well, you know, if you drink a big glass of water before you eat, you'll be full and you won't eat as much and you can lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, good concept, mm-hmm. kind of a nice thought,
mm-hmm.
Completely off the mark, because water doesn't actually do what we need to do for the satiety mechanisms.
Right.
It's actually fiber is one of the things that actually does that, because the stomach only holds so much volume.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and when I fill it, and I have fiber-rich foods, which almost every single food you just heard me mention, which is vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, nuts, mm-hmm. seeds, have tons of fiber in them.
Okay.
And when you actually eat them and consume them, they will actually hit the stretch mechanisms of the belly
mm-hmm.
and actually cause that to actually go, I'm full,
mm-hmm.
I'm done. But at the same time, you're getting all the nutrition you need,
mm-hmm.
so you're satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
What's really interesting is when people change that is they'll actually go, I don't get as hungry as often.
Yes,
and I'm
true.
Able to go much longer where I don't feel hungry. I don't get it. I didn't eat that much,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel hungry.
Yep,
and you said
that's right,
because your nutritional needs have been met,
mm-hmm.
and so those things people go, I'll get the grumbly stomach. I feel so hungry all the time. And that's one of the reasons why, because we're not getting that nutritional density
mm-hmm.
that we need. So again, we start eating more. You have another Big Mac.
No,
another 1,000 calories, right?
Or another big fry or shake to wash it down.
Favorite places, Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I love a grande Americano with a little room.
Yeah.
One of my favorite beverages on the planet. I go in, I'll see somebody who in front of me and they'll order a venti macchiato with caramel and whipped cream. Right? And most people don't stop and think that venti caramel macchiato, 900 calories.
Wow.
And most of it coming from high fructose corn syrup.
That's true.
It's, oh my God.
Yeah.
It is so damaging. So you're getting all this stuff that's damaging to us in this huge volume of calories that has no nutritional density in it. And you're going, your body only needed 2,000 calories, 2,500. You just got half of them in that caramel macchiato and didn't hit anything you needed and added a bunch of stuff you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there's those two things again, stuff we don't need, not getting the stuff we do. And then that the body trying to do what it does is, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
It can't do what it needs nutritionally. So even psychologically, it's amazing when you watch this, because we see that in our patients when we put them on the core four,
mm-hmm.
when we get them just to do small, modest changes in their diets,
mm-hmm.
right? And they'll come back a month later going, I didn't realize. I sleep better. I have more energy.
Yeah.
Regularity is one of the most comical ones that we hear all the time, and everybody's embarrassed to tell their doctor that I'm pooping more regularly. It always makes me laugh because everybody like looks side to side. Can anybody hear me? You go, we're alone. The door's closed. It's a private encounter here. When it's a doctor visit. Nobody's listening, right? And then they go, I'm pooping better.
Yeah. You
know? And it's like, okay, it's okay. I've heard about pooping before. It's okay. Go ahead.
I'm proud.
You know, so there you go. But it's just kind of funny because you'll see in just a short period of time, right, that we see those changes.
On living proof.
Yeah.
I've been taking the, you know, the nutrients, the core four of what that's built on. And of course, the green shakes every morning.
Awesome.
So, yeah, man, that thing's awesome. With, you know, I put in some spinach and I put in some kale. And I have a liquid base, so usually orange juice or cranberry juice or whatever.
Yum.
And, of course, my flax seeds, you know, and some frozen fruit, usually blueberries, which I love.
Love.
Oh, man. And I'll just suck one of those down, and it's just so filling. It keeps me throughout the day. It's just, you know, you feel good.
And tasty, right?
Yes, it is.
That's one thing, because people will hear, and because I was that guy, will hear kale.
Yeah, I know, right?
God. Spinach. A lot of people don't like spinach. Some people, I've become a spinach fan.
I love spinach.
I do
I've
too
always
now.
Loved it. Yeah,
didn't before. I promise you.
Oh wow,
I was kind of grossed out by spinach, and there are people listening going, "Oh, that sounds gross." What JW just said, nasty. I promise you, if you do it right, they're absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. They're almost a treat. So nutrient dense. Mm-hmm. But people will think, oh my, that just sounds gross. A green smoothie?
I tell people and they tell me the same thing right back.
Absolutely.
It sounds gross.
It does. Until you try it.
That's right.
And so please keep an open mind because it is amazing what just that thing, adding that each day will do. You can do that for a year.
Yep.
It's incredible. One of the simple strategies we'll do, you know, the old expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, right?
Yep.
Which my wife says is why people don't want to be around me. But be that as it may, right, the apple a day thing, and people go, well, does that really, is there any credibility to that? And you go, well, stop and think about it. One apple, we have 28 days this month, but on average 30 days a month, right? That gives you 365 apples a year that you just consume. Do that for 5 years, and you're at 1,900 apples. How many bushels is 1,900 apples? I don't know,
but a
bushel usually has probably about 50 apples in it. So how many, you think about eating a bushel of apples?
Yeah.
So did you just consume 100 bushels of apples or whatever it was, 40 bushels of apples in 5 years? Do you think that consuming 40 bushels of apples will actually affect your health in a positive way?
I believe it would.
I guarantee
Hello,
right? And such a simple one apple a day, right, of nutrient-dense food consumption. And this is something we should probably continue with a little bit more because it's such a big idea.
Mm.
Right, that people don't get, because some people go, oh, so are you a vegetarian? Are you an omnivore, an herbivore? Are you a lacto-ovo vegetarian, a vegan? I go, stop. Who cares? What I like to designate how I try to eat is as a nutritarian.
There you go.
Right, nutrient-dense food. So guess what? Does a lot of meat have a lot of nutrient density? No.
Mm.
So do I consume it? No. I try to eat stuff that has a great deal of nutrient density to it, right? So that we actually have that. So, JW just actually put the screen in front of me. The Big Mac actually has 600 calories in it. And we'll go through the nutrient density here shortly. With 55% saturated fat, how great is that? And over 1,000 milligrams of sodium. So you got your full recommended daily allowance of sodium in one Big Mac. I'll go through the rest of that. We'll report on that next week. But that's where we want to make sure that we're seeing this nutrient density. That's the key.
Yep.
So we're giving the body what it needs. I equate it all the time to like if you had an architect and a builder, and I had the contractor there, and the architect goes, here's the best plants on the planet, and they really are. But then the builder is given rotty wood, termite-ridden wood, rusted wires, windows that are cracked, frames that are made out of rusted steel, just garbage. And they said, now build this building out of this. And you're the best contractor, the best architect, best plans on the planet. But the materials, it doesn't matter how good he is, he cannot build with those materials.
That's right.
And that's us. You and I have the best architect and designer and the most amazing contractor to put us together. But holy cow, if we don't give it the materials it needs, it can never build this temple that we get to enjoy.
Last 20 seconds, Doc. How can our listeners contact you?
Oh, at drterlep.com, drterlep.com, or our phone number is 666-2222. We're at 8466 Northcliff Boulevard, about 500 feet in off of US 19 on the right-hand side.
And always keep listening to JB Radio, your 30 Minutes of Vitality with Dr. Tim Turlup. Thanks for joining us, folks.